Well, number one, I bottom line is, you want to win the game, and that's the positive right there. A couple other things you're looking at. You're looking at the four turnovers again that we got, the takeaways, which is tremendous on defense and some great individual efforts. And Nolan Carroll, the way he started the game and the way he played, I mean, it's great to see him play like that. And, Aaron Grimes' pick in the corner of the end zone was a big time play for us. And then 9 of 17 on third down, offensively, that's about 53%. And that's an improvement from last week. Some of the things we got to clean up, obviously, are the penalties. Those things are, killing some explosive plays right now offensively. And then we just got to make sure our alignments are right. It's a couple of young guys that, whether it's the excitement of the game or whatever it might be, nerves, they just got to be a little more focused in those situations. But, overall, again, to win and happy for the guys.
You see progress in the offense?
I did. The starters went the entire first half. We only had the four plays in the first quarter. I thought Pittsburgh kept the ball out of our hands there in that first quarter. But we really rebounded and put a nice drive together to score, the 3 points right before the half. And again, part of that drive, even the drive before that, we were moving and a couple of penalties caused us to stop that drive. But, yeah, I was pleased with how the offense was able to move the ball there in the second quarter. Excuse me?
How are Grimes and Walker?
They're being evaluated, and I'll know more tomorrow.
Why did it seem like the first team offense has struggled to get going?
Well, we only had four plays in the first quarter. I mean, we really didn't. I mean, we ended up with 26 plays, and we moved the ball. The penalties were the biggest thing. Those are the things that killed us. There were some penalties, and any time that those things happen, it makes it look like the offense is struggling. But I thought we put together a good drive, really back-to-back drives when you think about the field goal at the end of half and then come out with a 17-play drive to start the third quarter for the touchdown. That was 10 points right there that were crucial in this game.
Doug, do you need to see Sam Bradford and the starters score a touchdown or two to get even more comfortable, or if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world for you?
It's not the end of the world for me. I know what they've been doing in practice, and I know the type of reps that we've been giving our guys, and we don't put a ton of game planning into games like this. We just want to see execution, and at the same time, we're trying to get a lot of guys in the football game, and so we'll see more this next week. We treat next week a little bit differently going into that third preseason game.
Turner made another nice play today. He's been making plays every day.
He's really beginning to stand out. He made a couple of good catches tonight, and he's a kid that comes to work every day, hard worker, nose to the grind, and doesn't say much, but just does his job. So, pleased with where he's at right now. Yeah, I wanted my choice and my decision was to let him play and just see what he could do and just coach him up on a couple of routes and a couple plays in there, and we had a chance to give him a throw in the end zone, just a little bit underthrown. But, I think it was a good start for him to get his feet wet. But, he's got we have a long way to go with him learning our playbook, but it was good to get him some snaps.
Did he lobby to play?
Not at all.
What changed your mind? Originally, you had said you probably didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to. I just wanted to get him in the game, especially when we got in that low red zone and use his height and athleticism. Just unfortunate, the ball was a little underthrown.
Is Smallwood okay?
Smallwood's okay. It's precautionary. I mean, he should be ready to go this next week. We're looking forward to getting him into practice again on Saturday and then next Monday. But he's on the right track and look forward to more time next week.
The turnovers from your defense, what have you seen from them the first and second
game? One of the stats I always look at are the giveaway takeaways. Takeaways can start with your defensive line and the pressure we've put on these quarterbacks and the quick pressure that we've put on with our defensive line can cause these interceptions. And then the guys are just making great plays, too. Balls are legit catchable balls, and our guys are in position to make plays, and they're doing it. I've been real excited to watch our guys. These last couple of weeks, I mean, 9 turnovers in the 2 games is pretty good.
What about
Well, I took a ball to the head in pregame. Didn't have a helmet on and took a ball to the head. Again, he's under evaluation right now. We'll see more over the weekend.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay.